I've had such a privilege of working for a patriarchal family foundation for over a decade, and it was such a privilege. And I got impeccable training, and I really felt rooted in governance that honored the patriarchy, create some order and some structure and some traditional metrics. And it dawned on me during the end of my decade of service that there was something else out there. There was a new opportunity to have impact. And it wasn't from a traditional vantage point. It wasn't from the patriarchal traditional construct. So for me, just because of who I am and where I come from, I invited a different mindset, which was being able to integrate this approach, which is based not on gender or genitalia. It was really based on feminine values. What are feminine values? And both men and women could have these values, but it wasn't coming from an authoritative top-down approach like what we had done. And it wasn't coming down from a place of scarcity, like, oh, we got to fix something and we're going to, force this problem. And it was more from what is the opportunity to really have enduring impact in the community? Who are we really serving? How do we start to invite some of these questions where we're coming from a very heart-centric place? We're coming from a place of deep intentionality where we truly and genuinely want all of us to be better, all of us to have more access to food security, access to quality education, which everyone deserves, access to healthcare. Now, those might not be our areas of interest, but the ability to look at the whole environment, the whole ecosystem, and not just get stuck in these particular verticals was super attractive. And so just by asking different questions, how do we serve the whole community? How can we not make any expect or assumptions about who we're serving, but really spend time listening? How do we not try to have an immediate quick fix solution, but really think more about this long term, this endurance, just the way women are built to last? We are built for endurance. And how can we think about not just reacting to the moment, but really thinking about where are we in the context of the world? How, significant was it to have COVID and how we have to adapt? There's no quick fix solutions. This is a long-term approach, and we can't do it in isolation. We have to do it and not in competition with. There's only so many funds out there. So the feminine design approach is to think about something much more cohesively, collaboratively, looking at it from an endurance perspective, more of a longitudinal perspective, and really inviting the people you're serving to be part of the solution. And so it was really that intention of being able to, also take risks that were not innately comfortable for many people. But I think for women in particular, and for the matriarchy, and for feminine design strategy, really, trying things, being bold, taking risk. And from a feminine perspective, that might not be a natural thing that we're conditioned to do, but that's exactly why it does work with feminine design strategy, because it's imagine if we're throwing spaghetti at the wall. Is it ready yet? But not everything's going to be ready, but if one piece sticks, that's enough. So it's really that invitation to be bold, to take risks, but to do it knowing that we're part of a bigger solution. We're gonna have to try a bunch of things to make it work. And so it's really an exciting time, especially where the world is, that we have an opportunity to be part of the architecture that will design the new paradigm for the future. And feminine design strategy is that opportunity.